all over the country. That bitch activated, she scamming for that money. She scamming on Cash App, this bitch scamming on Backpay. Better watch out, my nigga, your pocket just ain't safe. That little bitch tough, she played it, can't hardly be played. Better watch your step, get stepped on, get slayed. That bitch scamming for her life, this shit no game. She running up a fucking back, fuck all that fame. She pop a perky, she get, yeah, she medicated. She got that kumbaya, pull a Glock out on the floor, nigga. Then I drop my top, she hit me with that bomb. Middle finger to the car. I got a girl named Jasmine from Wisconsin. Do anything for money, she a savage road runner. Bitch, even that's junkie. Bitch, know how to work her money. I call the bitch a sour punk. Girl on the road get money, she scamming for that money. We doing the dash on the freeway, we owning the freeway. I told my bitch to turn up just like it's her B-Day. I say, fuck it, turn up, girl, it's your C-Day. Honey can't never turn me down, nigga, I'm big A. Gosh, I ain't playing, nigga. Yeah, I'm pressure. I get in the bag, nigga. Yeah, I'm pressure. I'm doing the dash, nigga. Big stepper, who the fuck you know do it better, nigga? Ain't no playing with me, I keep them savage round me.
Let's go.
They going eight, quick to bust a nigga great. We don't step on broke niggas, we don't fuck with you.
Okay.
We some humble motherfucking savage, what it do? Yeah, I go upside your head, they gon' start calling me Bam Bam. Yeah, I'd rather take a bitch and hit her with this wham wham. Yeah, I might be a pimp for show, but A1 get that dope. I run it up for show. I got a girl named Jasmine from Wisconsin. Do anything for mom, she a savage road runner. Bitch, even that's junkie. Bitch, know how to work her money. I call the bitch a sour pun. Girl on the road get money, she scamming for that money.
Oh, yeah, y'all hold it, man, with no help. Heaven fighting in the paws of the grizzly bear.
Y'all know the bear.
Help the bear. Y'all call the bear.
Get ready to rock out. Right, you bitch.
What's up?
What's up? What's up?
Yo, what it do, man? We here, we live, and this is Off the Rock, man. What's going on, everybody?
What's up?
Oh my God! Over here, we got Cash Clay and A1 Too Dope in the building. We got True with us, man. How y'all doing, man?
Doing good.
We doing good.
Doing good.
All right, man. So, look, we normally kick this off by getting right into the interview. And since we got Cash Clay on, bro, we're going to kick it with him and figure out, you know, just all about his career and lifestyle and his musical choices, bro. Y'all kick back and hang out with us, man. So, Cash, bro, when did your rap career start and how did it start?
Well, it really started, like, last year. COVID shut everything down.
Yeah, it did.
I had free time, so I didn't want to just waste time. So I started making the music. I've always loved the music. I just never really would find the time to make the music. Mm. So it's like I was given endless amounts of time. So
yeah,
I just used it to my advantage. Mm.
So you only been rapping for 1 year is what you're saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you just was like, all right, I'm going to try. So what was your inspiration? Like,
Well, I love music. I've always loved music. It's always something that I've dabbled in. Like, mm-hmm. I've always, in high school or whatever, like, I have friends that I freestyle with or whatever. You know, just kind of playing around with the music, but it's always been way deeper than just that for me. Like, I love music. I always have loved all types of music. So I have the ability to create it, and, you know, I don't want to squander my abilities and just think what I could have done. You know what I mean? Like, I have an opportunity to do something with a talent, so I'm going to chase that opportunity.
You might as well. And so, what you saying, like, that was your first year of rapping. You was also a part of Song for Song, the fourth one, man.
Yeah.
What was that experience? Yeah, talk about that.
It was wonderful. I met a lot of other really good artists, you know, a lot of really good connections. Definitely broke out of my shell, for sure. That was, like, biggest crowd that I'd ever performed in front of, for sure. And, you know, just being able to feed off the energy of a crowd like that, you know, it can do a lot for an artist as far as like the self-confidence that we have and just like, you know, the way we move in the public eye in general, how people see you interact with people in the crowd, how people see you handle yourself. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a wonderful all around experience. Like, if you're an artist and you submit for song, any of them, and you have the ability to do it, do it. Don't turn it down. Don't think about it. Do it. Yeah, all the advice that I can give.
Shout out to Dre and Song for Song. They got Song for Song 5 tickets going on sale. I want to say somewhere around March the 25th. Yep. Y'all look out, man. Just shout out to Dre and the team. So if Song for Song wasn't your first time performing, what was your first time performing?
I've done a few open mics. The very first time I performed was Freestyle Friday at the New Spot.
Oh, yeah. Calabama.
Yeah. Yep.
Shout out to that man too. Yep. Hope he get
gave me the first opportunity to perform in front of any type of crowd or anything, and that, you know, that definitely also helped me in a big way for song, just because like it don't matter how many people that you perform in front of. Once you get up there and you can do it and be comfortable doing it, it don't matter if it's 5 people or 500 people. Mm. If you can be comfortable and pull that 5 people or those 500 people you got and get the crowd with you, you know, it's for sure.
Yeah. So we spoke a little bit about Corona and how it boosted you into the career, you know, to the rap career. Now, how has it affected the growth of it? Has it impacted it, pushed it? Or?
Well, since I just started off, you know, doing the whole music thing, like I'm not like super duper experienced as far as all the aspects that, you know, like Corona had everything shut down for so long, so it's real hard for you to go out and physically market yourself to some places or to go talk to promoters when a club shut down or they can only allow half the occupancy of a venue or they're just not doing any type of like live shows at all. So like that could have definitely hurt, but the internet streaming numbers, whenever I first like put out and started pushing stuff, it was really strong because I mean, what everybody was sitting at home, doing like sitting there listening to YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, whatever they were listening to, like people sitting there. I sit home and if I ain't got nothing to do, I'm digging for music. I know the world's full of people that love music, so I know I'm not the only one who goes and tries to find new sounds, new songs every day. So I know there was a lot of people out there doing that, so hopefully I was able to, you know, pull some of them. But whenever things start to open back up like they kind of are, like it's giving much more of like an ability to leave a footprint, you know what I'm saying? Like to get out there and put yourself out there. So I mean, it was good and bad, but you know, I love the way that I did it and had the ability to approach the whole situation. It gave me time to get things in order.
So speaking on just about listening to new music, I try to make a conscious effort to listen to 100 new songs a day. And I know that's kind of like, that's taxing, but I try to make an effort to listen to 100 new songs because I like Questlove. Y'all know about Questlove, don't it? The Roots, the band, the drummer. Yeah, so Questlove, like, he does that. He listens to 100 new music, and he also places them in journal in different genres for, like, these different music apps. So that's one other job that he do with a million other things because he a DJ, all types of junk. But I try to make a conscious effort to listen to new music a day. And with that, me saying that, with your music, what genre do you feel like your music will be categorized under?
Alternative. Alternative hip hop. If that's a thing. If it's not, then I will make it one. Because like I don't know. I will take so many different sound, like I've got a sample that I worked on today and like that's all set. Like I don't want, it's under lock and key right now, but like I've got a sample and it's like a 90s dance song. But it's like I play around so much, whether it be with like rock or like whatever. I love all types of music, so you know, I'll blend anything into like the hip hop element of it.
I would say you got the same mindset Wiz Khalifa had when he made Rolling Papers, because when he made the first Rolling Papers, it was more like a project. It wasn't like anything he ever wrote, like Cushion Orange Juice. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like the joint that he made with Currency,
How Fly.
Yeah, How Fly. Wasn't nothing like none of that. Rolling Papers, like if you go listen to that song, like I Roll Up, that was different.
Yeah, yeah, it was more like it was very, very mainstream.
He was just trying shit. He was just trying, and I think with you being in the career and you being early in your career, it's a good time for you to try some stuff.
Absolutely.
Like you said.
Like, I try to make all my songs, like, I want a similarity there. Like, I want people to be able to differentiate between me and any other artist. But at the same time, I want all my stuff to sound just a little bit different, or be just a little bit, you know, more unique than the last song.
Yeah. That give you your analytics as well, because, like, whenever you do that and you change the game and you go back and you look at those songs, you can see what people are really fucking with and what they're not. And if they're really fucking with, like, one part,
it'll help you find your lane.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, yeah, if you see what they fucking with, you know what to push. You're like, okay, they buying this. They might not like this as much, but they buying this, and that can lead you to an even bigger bag. Now, us just talking about the bag. I don't know if people notice, if they see what their performance, or if they see you rocking out, you always got the bag. Is that a part of just, you know, who you are as a rapper, or is that image that you want to push?
I mean, I just always have a lot of stuff that I need to carry around, honestly. Like, it ain't even about like an image. Yeah. Like, if I don't have it in my bag, then that's like I'm a forget part of my life.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know, I've
but
got.
But you be performing in the bag, though.
Yeah.
I will perform in the bag. Yeah, hey, it's my safe place. You know, that's my little security.
He's in his bag, everybody. Yeah.
I gotta keep my bag.
So would you feel like totally awkward and weird if you didn't?
I mean, if I left
it
at home,
I'd be like, "I ain't going on until I get my bag."
No, it wouldn't be like that. But like, I wouldn't leave home without it. Like, I'll put it to you like that. Like, I ain't gonna leave home without it. If I left home without it, I'd be going back to get it before I got off my street. Like, I need it like that. Like, I just need it.
Yeah, but I took the whole car.
I gotta have my bag. My bag's got like a good 20% of my life in it.
Yeah, I don't blame it. I feel like if I didn't have my quote-unquote bag, I wouldn't have my life either. Yeah,
well, all right, so, like, I'm a type 1 diabetic, so, like, I keep my insulin in here and my monitor in here. So, it's, like, this literally, like, a big part of my life. So, like, I bring it wherever. Because it's, like, I don't want to be, like, walking around and have, like, pocket full of this or that or whatever. Yeah. So, like, I keep my bag on me most of the time.
You know, you ain't the only one, trust me.
You ain't the only one.
I came in with a book bag, too.
Yeah, that
you might look at Francis yours, but it's a book bag, though.
Yeah, he bougie.
Yeah, he bougie. Yeah, I'm telling you, yeah.
That's cash Clay. With his cash in the name.
I like nice things.
You're going to get, like, you're going to get diamond stuff in your bag, and because your name Cash Clay, you're going to put some extra on it.
I'm going to just take it. I mean, yeah, I might get something made, like, unique to me. Get, like, a collaboration, cash collab.
Yeah. Where are you from? Are you from the 251 area?
Yeah, born and raised in Mobile, Alabama. I'm from DIP, actually.
Okay, then.
Bam.
Yep.
Oh, you know, it's back on the last topic. Something that I want to say. So, fans, y'all just heard that homeboy is type 1 diabetic. If you see him jittery at a show,
Get him some juice.
Gummy bears.
Gummy bears or something. Go to security first, though. Don't just walk up on Cash Clay that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't just walk up. But hey,
don't bombard me.
You know what's up?
hey.
So, who was your motivation to start rap?
What or who was my motivation? Well, that's a really long list. Like, I've been listening to music so long, and like, all right. So, whenever I was growing up, my dad like absolutely hated anything to do with rap music. And I think that kind of like drew me to it, because my mom has been a lover of all music her whole life. Mm-hmm. And like, so she would have CDs that I could not get myself, but I still had access to. Like, I remember her getting it was one of the Outkast CDs.
Aquemina?
It was after that. I think it was Speaker Box and The Love Below.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the one it was. But yeah, two disc set. It was two different CDs. So it was Speaker Box and Love Below. But like, she had that, and then she had it was one of Nelly's CDs. I can't remember what it was. It had Ride With Me on it, Saint Lunatics, all that. But like, she would have like kind of halfway mainstream artists that she would hear on the radio, and she would go get a CD off one song.
Yeah.
And I'd take that CD and listen to the whole CD on repeat. Like,
really.
Like, she liked the Hey Ya song from Outkast, so I get it. I listen to everything. Like, and then like, you know, there's such a big difference between Andre and Big Boy, so it's like that CD right there like made me like fall in love with so many different types of like music, because it was so different. Like, yeah, it had a lot of like routine hip hop, but it had a lot of like classical type feels to it. You know what I mean? Like dancing songs or like just real catchy melodies. And that's like, that's something that, you know, opened my eyes to, okay, you can make music and be different and people still gonna love you.
Yeah. I can see some of that in your music as well. Like we said, you like to try stuff, but just judging on some of the songs, like I can see that you got an influence from them.
Absolutely.
Some of the the melodies and hooks and stuff that you put in your music.
For sure.
You know, so I mean, hey, what did the, why would the great 10 do what they do if we can't be inspired by
absolutely. Absolutely.
Because, you know, people will see somebody and they'll see them, you know, I guess you could say taking stuff from their game and elements and adding it to their game. They'd be like, oh, well, you just stealing. No. You capping. My thing is, what did they do it for if we can't?
Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery.
Yeah.
And it's like, a lot of people, I mean, I know that there's those people out there that hear something and they're like, oh, I'm going to take that. But it's like, a lot of people hear something and they're like, all right, I could do that, but what could I do to put my own twist on that? You got to make, you have to make what's yours. You got to own it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do what you do best. No. Find your lane, find your niche, whatever that may be, and just hold it down.
So I think a word, two words that could be detrimental to your career would be culture appropriation. So, like, hearing that, because Bruno Mars was somebody who got judged by that, but as we can tell from his career, he always gave flowers to the people that inspired him. Like, what do you, what are your thoughts on cultural appropriation?
I mean, like, all right, so my whole thing is, like, music can inspire anybody, any culture, any type of music. It doesn't matter what it is, and it doesn't matter what color you are or the color or the race of the person making that music. It don't even matter if you can understand that music. Music can move you. It's a very, very powerful thing. People should not, you know, base any type of cultural appropriation on music. Like, it's not like you're going and taking something, because you can either make music or you can't make music. And the people who can make music and have that gift, if they can find influences and inspirations from other people of other races and other cultures, that's wonderful. That's unity. That's togetherness. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get in the studio and I'll make music with anyone. I don't care if you're a purple alien. If you're gonna make good music with me, let's go. Let's do it. You know, it ain't, you can't, I don't like to put any kind of barriers in anything to do with music. Like, it's just, it should be the one thing everybody gets free.
Okay. So what's your creative process? Like, when writing your songs, because you, I know you, you are a, what, like a gym rat, we would call you a studio rat. So, like, with how you are in the making songs, are you a type of person that, A, you could, when you work on a song, you just work on that specific song until you get it perfect?
Oh, I'm so scatterbrained.
Yeah, okay, because that was the second one.
So I'm, like, severely ADHD, like, super-duper ADHD. Like, I was that kid in elementary school beating on the desk that y'all all probably just wanted to go away.
That was me, too.
Yeah, like, I was getting put out in the hall or whatever. Like, I was getting in trouble because I was doodling and drawing instead of, you know, doing whatever I was supposed to be doing. So it's like, yeah, I have probably 200 to 300 finished, unfinished songs in my phone. And what I mean by finished, unfinished is like half of them are 100% finished and half of them are like 10% into the process. Like, it might be a hook and two bars out of, you know, 16 bar verse or whatever. But it's like, I'll go back to that 2 or 3 months and have the same melody or the
and
same
sound. We had the
sound.
Same conversation last week. We was asking about that, about certain artists that write like that. And some artists write the whole song out today.
No, I get versus, that. You know E-40. I learned that from E-40.
All right, so, like, the way that I do that, though, like, if I, the only thing, and this isn't necessarily, like, a downfall, but, like, if I write something and get a melody to it, it's very hard for me to go in and punch in if I need to do something different. Like, it's almost like I'll get tunnel vision on one track that I, like, until I get it the way that I want to get it, it's going to kind of, like, affect the way that I do everything else.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Man, that boy, he is a chopper. When he in the booth, he's a chopper. He just goes.
Very high energy. Yeah, like, I've got to, like, the energy around me is everything. Like,
that can make a break. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, what are your thoughts on ghostwriting? Like, do you think the people who you do you give more credit to people who just make their own songs by themselves, or does it matter?
I don't think it matters, because like projection on a song and delivery is a lot of it, and it's like if you can deliver something perfectly, it don't matter if you've wrote it, but like if you've wrote something, you might be able to deliver it better than somebody that you're writing it for, because it might come from an emotional place. Mm. Like, it might mean more to you than a pop song that you're writing for somebody that's going to chart. So it's like, you might have a more emotional delivery that a certain group of people are looking for other than a sound. Mm-hmm. So like, I have nothing against it. Like, the people who can write for themselves or write for others or whatever, however they do it, you know, more power to them.
Yeah, because do you think like people who write their own songs get more credit or deserve more credit than the person who
you might get more money. Some people might look at it as more credit, but like, perfect example, everybody knows that Drake don't write his own music. Mm-hmm. How many people still listen to Drake? How many people love him? And this ain't no jab or nothing at nobody. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just an example, because he's open about having writers and everything. And it's like,
that's lovely.
He's got the top three songs right now on the Billboard. One, two, and three. Like, what can you say? Yeah. At that point in the music industry, what can you say? Like,
I know what you say.
That's worldwide support.
Get you a group of motherfuckers and get in the studio and make it hot. That's what you need to do.
And see, like, that's what a lot of artists will do. And it's like, if he's in the studio or I'm in the studio with him or with like X Havoc or somebody, and it's like, if we get stuck on something, we're gonna help each other. Yeah. Like, and it's like, I'm not about to go be like, oh well, I gave you this bar, so you need to put me in your credit. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
my brother wrote like Big Steppa, Swag, Banana wrote that whole song.
That's what's
like
up.
We don't hide shit. Like, he can proceed in credit, like, that my brother.
Yeah.
We're a team, bro. Like, but he write my life. We struggle together. Like, we got shot at together. We're homeless together, so he can write these things. Like, my mind be doing normal. Like, damn, I don't remember that shit. You feel me?
Understand.
It ain't no fake shit. Like, everything we saying about the 4-way, that's what we grew up for.
That's true.
That's why, see, like, y'all grew up together, so it's like, y'all write music together. Y'all can put it in the same, like, emotional place that it needs to be. Like, y'all got the same feelings, especially if it's, like, a situation that y'all were both in or were both very close to. It's like, you feel the same way that he feels about that, so y'all can portray it or project it the right way.
Bro, like, his artist development, like, he helped me get how I was. You know, I got speech problems. I'm half deaf. Like, y'all it's pain behind this shit. Like, I don't like rapping. I'm not no rapper. I tell you in the song.
Artist.
Like, I've probably been a pastor, like, for real. Like, if I grew, I've probably been football or been pastor. That was my two choices. My granddad and everybody, they had me in the choir and shit. Like, music background, you know, Swag brought that back out, you know.
And that's deep. You know, do y'all think, like, that's the reason why certain artists, their careers are not as long as other artists because of their lack of working together?
Yeah.
Or their lack of getting
together. Like, they're scared to work. Why? Like,
well, it's not even that. It's like, if you've got a good thing going, and like, I can't think of anybody that this has happened to, like, necessarily in my lifetime or any time that I can really remember. But like, if you got a good thing going, and it's like you and one other person, or either you and two or three other people, y'all need to get to a point where, like, y'all realize y'all are at a point to where separating ain't gonna do nothing but hurt everybody.
Yeah. Like, I think that's what happened with the Jonas Brothers.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even.
Cause like, Nick Jonas went far. He charted. I want to say Joe charted with DNCE, but it wasn't the same hit or power factor of the Jonas Brothers themselves. Yeah. So whenever they did that, it, you know, people was like, all right, this straight or whatever, but
they should never did that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, people give you energy, bro. Like, you gotta keep that together.
Exactly.
Even if it fall off, pick one of each other back up.
Yeah, for sure. Like, for sure.
He hurting, I'm hurting, you feel me?
Yeah, that's for sure. Type stuff, you know? For sure. But let's reel it back in. So would you call yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
I'm super duper introverted.
So you be in the crib by yourself a lot?
Yeah. I love quiet. Like, I love being by myself. Like, I'll sit there and, like, listen to music. And when that music stops, I'll let it stop for 2-3 hours. Like, I'll just, you know, I'll get lost in my thoughts or just sit there and write or whatever. I love quiet. I love being by myself. And that ain't, like, ain't against nobody. It's just like, that's how I've always been, like, ever since I was a kid, like, play by myself or whatever. And it's like, it's not that, like, I didn't want to go out and do stuff, but it's like, I don't know, I'm a very particular person. It's like, if I have my own agenda, I know that I'm going to be in a good mood and nothing's going to mess up what I have planned and going in my mind. So it's like, I just try to stay out the way, do my own thing.
Do you feel like that hinder you from certain opportunities because you like being by yourself?
Not really, because I'll still move. Like, I'll, like, if somebody called me, like, this man be dragging me to Atlanta. And, like, I say that like it's a bad thing. Like, it's really not. But, like, when it's time to go or time to work or time to move, like, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm, if we got to go perform in front of somebody or go do something, I'll step out. Like, if I got to go meet somebody and do a consultation or go do whatever, like, it ain't like it's going to hold me back. But, like, when I can find the time to do it, I don't let nothing interrupt that time. Like, I got people be asking me, like, oh, what's up, man? What are you doing? It's like, nothing. Oh, well, you want to chill? Nah, bro, you don't understand. I'm doing nothing.
Don't you just hate when don't you just hate when people do that shit? I hate that. Just because I tell you,
like, you ask what I'm doing, like, I'm not doing anything.
That does not give you the freedom to start adding shit to my day. I don't just let me add my own plans. Why don't you tell me what you need from me, and I'll decide if that's yay or nay. Don't ask me what I'm doing about this section of time of events in my life. I hate that with, like, a fiery burning passion. Yep. Like, do you feel the energy that I'm exerting right now? I hate that shit.
Because I don't call nobody. You feel? I don't try to call somebody when we finna go.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's motion. Yeah, I'm not gonna cap. I don't call nobody. Everybody call me.
If I talk to you on the phone, like, I have to either, you very important to me, or it's got to be about some business. Because, like, really, the only people that I will really talk on the phone with is my girl, A1, and X Havoc. And that's just because, like, I know I'm talking to them, we're talking about music, and I know if I'm not talking to my girl, then I'm going to be in trouble. So
that's true.
I just got to keep the peace on that one and, you know, deal with it. But I ain't much for the whole.
Yeah. I don't blame you. So in what ways have you seen yourself evolve as an artist in this time?
Well, in what way?
I say, like, from the day you started to now, how do you see your career evolve?
Well, I definitely think that I am going in the right direction, for sure. Like, everybody that I have met and I have worked with is, you know, like, I've wowed a good bit of people that, you know, it's helped me wow myself. Like, it's hearing other people telling me to leave stuff be, or that's perfect, or whatever, like, having a bunch of outside opinions on something that I feel so strongly about has definitely helped give me a lot of confidence, you know, in so many ways. Okay. And it's more than just being an artist, like, it's being a person too. Like, that, whether I, you know, go to the moon with what I'm trying to do, like, it will affect me growing.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So what do you think you bring to the rap game?
Man, I'm different. Like, and I don't want to, like, everybody's, oh, I'm different.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how many people have y'all ever seen that, like, make the type of music that I make, being from where I'm from. I'm from Mobile, Alabama. I go outside of this state and let people listen to me, and they're like, oh, bro, where are you from? Florida, California? Like, nah, bro, I am from Mobile, Alabama. And
then
you just get this look, like,
what?
There's really people down there like that? Like, there's really people doing that? And it's like,
there are.
And it's all the people around here that are doing it, bro, we are not the same.
Yeah.
Like, we all have, like, everybody's got their own sound. Well, most of the people have their own sound. There's still, you know what I'm saying? Like, most of the people have their own sound. Like, as far as the independent and non-mainstream artists go, like, there's a lot of variety and versatility in this city.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And, like, people just don't even, like, realize it. Like, people just don't get it. They will, though.
They will get it soon. They gonna get it.
I mean, it's happening. Like, it's happening more and more every day.
Well, you know, we already on the subject. What's your thoughts about the rap scene in Mobile?
Oh, I mean, it's a great time to be doing it right now. Like, it's if if you are a talented individual wanting to pursue this kind of career, this is a great time because there's a lot of eyes on Mobile. There's a lot of big things going on. Just because you don't see it or don't hear about it don't mean it ain't happening.
Yeah.
Like, there's a any type of real deal moves like that, people gonna be quiet about it until it's done, until it's 100% set in stone and it's done, paperwork's done, deeds are done, signed, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of stuff like that going on and people just don't get it. Like, you never know who's watching you. You never know who's watching you.
That's
straight to my ears from very important people close to me that know very important people in this city as far as the music goes. Like, you never know who's watching you. Just keep doing what you're doing.
You'll see, that's a, going on to what you said about people not talking about stuff until the deal is done. That's a good way to keep your name out of dirt. Because, like, you know, you go to talking about, oh, I got this about to happen and people finna look at me from this and that, and then the shit don't happen. Not everybody looking at you like, bro, you just lying.
Cabin.
Exactly. It's even like, though the deal could have been almost that, it could have made it to the desk and just didn't get signed. But you know, everybody not finna sit there and listen to, oh, this and that. Nah, they gonna be like, well, did the job get done?
Yeah.
Nope. And now they gonna roast your ass.
On God.
And that's just how it is.
It's gonna be too late.
It is. It's gonna be way too late. All right, so. What's one of your favorite songs that you've made?
That's a tough one, man. I got a lot of stuff that is not out yet. It's gotta be a tie between Louis Bag,
okay,
and Mel Gibson, the song I did with Zay.
Okay.
Because, like, all right, so that whole thing, like, with Zay, like, That helped jumpstart me in the whole music was, I mean, everybody knows in music, 90% of it is who you know and who you walking with.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have talent. You got to be motivated. You got to be a hard worker. But, like, if you with the right people, it's way easier to get seen.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that with him, like, the video, seeing how he recorded and everything. Because, like, at this point in time, like, this is last May. June, somewhere right around there. Literally the second studio session that I ever did, ever, period, was the studio session that I had him pull up to and do the feature for.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to see how an established artist with a big fan base, like, moved, how they did it, how they carried themselves, and then, like, we shot the video together, and we worked with Raheem. I got the visual, Dreams, you know.
Yeah, shout out.
Shout out Dreams. And, it's like him and Zay had already worked so well together for so long that they had this gel that I was able to kind of, like, not, like, get into, because me and Zay haven't worked since then, but me and Raheem have worked a good bit, and we still, you know, I talk to him very regularly, so that's, like, that's my video man whenever we can, you know, have the time to
coordinate.
Yeah, to coordinate our schedule, because he's got a lot going on, I got a lot going on.
Yeah.
But it's like, I did that and released that song immediately and then released the video, like, a month after I released the song. And it was like, I had so many people message me and be like, bro, what?
Yeah.
Who are you? Like, where'd you come from? Like, where, you
don't
know,
worry about it, nigga.
Exactly,
I'm here now.
Exactly. And, and that was my whole direction of the whole, like, I need to find somebody local and solid for my first feature.
True.
And it worked out well. So that's, like, that song has... It's pushed a lot. Like, that song's, it's got some weight for me. So it's you know, that song's got a special place
that's
in my
what's
heart.
Up. Nah, what's the song that you made that you didn't like but everybody else did?
All right, so I have this little freestyle on the first tape that I did called Amazing, and, like, it's the very first thing I ever recorded, period, ever. And, like, my brothers liked it and everybody liked it, and they're like, oh no, just put it on there as, like, an extra tidbit. And I was like, all right, that's fine. And I've got, like, it's not got, like, no crazy amount of plays on SoundCloud or anything, but a lot of people like it, like, oh, you should do more stuff like this. And it's like, man, y'all realize that was just me, just kind of, like, basically the whole situation behind that freestyle was I pestered Ron G for so long to try to get studio time because, like, I talked to him.
Shout
that
out.
Man is so busy.
Yeah.
And it's like, I talked to him and I had not had a song. I had nothing to go on. I had no name. I was nobody. And it's like, that man's got established people making real deal music. So it's like, it was hard to kind of get a foot into the door.
Yeah.
But once I got that foot in the door and they gave me that foot in the door, like, I did that. And, like, they were like, okay, well, there might be more to you than, you know, you might be serious with this music stuff.
Blew,
so, like,
blew the door down.
Yeah, so it's like, I did that, and then I sent it to all my family or whatever. I sent it to my friends, and they were all like, oh, that, who is that? That's good. Who is that? Like, both of my brothers were like, who is that?
Bro,
I was like, that's me.
The
and they were like, nah, bro, that's oh, not no. you. Stop lying. I was like, nah, man, that it's really me. So he was like, all right, well, let's see if you can do something else. Do something else. So it was like,
wait
all
a
right,
minute.
You know, I've got some stuff on the way.
Just put the pressure.
Be patient.
On.
So, yeah, you know.
Well,
and it's not that I really like, I don't absolutely dislike it. It's just like, that was the first thing I ever recorded. So to me, it does not sound anything like what I'm doing now. It's just so different. So like, you start making a type of music, and it's like, you listen to something that you've made 6 months ago, and it's like, don't even sound like that no more.
That's
so it's kind of it's kind of off-putting, and then you got to realize, well, nobody else has heard this, and nobody knows what you sound like now, because like, if you're an independent artist like me who has like 10 songs out there for the world to hear, they're not gonna know the difference.
Know
as long as you progress the way that you should in your music, that's all that they're gonna see. Even if you feel like, oh, that's terrible, somebody else may feel like, nah, man, that's it. Like,
yeah,
that's it.
That's how it be most times.
Yeah.
With the ones you think are really bad, be the ones that everybody really like.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that goes back to that question of you evolving, because you've seen the involvement from that first little take that you did and you showed to your people to where you at now. You evolved. You came a long way. And while you coming a long way, would you rather to keep going to your career being independent, or would you take the bag if somebody of a label wanted to sign you?
If it was, if the price was right, I would sign.
You would sign?
Yeah. If the price was right.
All right. What? Why would you sign?
Why would I?
Yeah.
All right. So the whole thing, and all right, an independent artist can do this just the same if you have the funds.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the funds, it's going to be very hard to get the people that you need to hear your music,
Mm-hmm.
When you have a big label, any label at all pushing you, really, that's at least a dedicated team to an artist. If you have four people pushing your music, that's five, including yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you are signed to a big label, what's 100 people under one person? Like, what's that going to do for your career? And it at the end of the day, it's about the foot power between that amount of people and what you can get done by yourself. Now, if I had $100,000 sitting around, you know, I could probably jumpstart an independent career and never need a label.
Mm-hmm.
With the right features, or with the right marketing techniques or strategies, or with the right management team.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've got the money, you can hire the management team. You don't need to sign to them. Why would you need to sign to somebody? You can just pay to have you do that.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, I can get all of this done on my own and do this, that, and the other for so long. Or if this group of people comes along and offers me X amount of dollars and they're going to push my service and I'm also getting paid, why not?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the next question I got is, if I was a label, but I'm willing to give you whatever you wanted to be on my label, what will we be getting in return?
Energy and individuality. Like, so my whole thing is, I have yet to really, like, there's artists that are mainstream artists that I have people that compare me to or tell me, oh, you're like so and so, or you sound like this or that. But I don't really think that I sound too much like anybody. So it's like, with the right team of people, I will have an extremely unique sound.
Yeah.
So it's like, I already have a high energy, which gets people going. And if you can get the crowd behind you in any type of event, anything, that's what's that gonna do but pull money to every direction?
Yeah.
You get a crowd having a good time, they're gonna spend money at the bar. Mm-hmm. They're gonna spend money on your merch. They're going to spend money on this. They're going to spend money on that. And if they're really, really rocking with you, whether it's in the moment or not, like, you gaining fans.
Yeah.
So, like, as far as what, you know, an artist would have to offer to a label, I mean, I don't know. Like, the energy and the individuality would be enough for me to find a niche of my own fan base. It's just like...
You ain't gonna say we getting banging records either, though?
I mean, that's to be in conversation with a label, though, you already got to be there. Yeah. Like, you already got to have that product. Yeah. That's got to be, like, a given. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got... Especially nowadays, like, if you even want to compete with people or be, like, in any kind of conversation, like, you have to pretty much make a 15-song tape where 13 songs don't miss. Like, you got to have, like, a good 70-80% of your whole tape. Like, that's, it's got to ride. Like, it's got to go. So, like, you got to be coming out with some heat, like, regularly. True. So, you know.
Hey, y'all, man, that was our interview with Cash Clay. But he's kicking it with us for the rest of the show. So I appreciate him and A1 kicking it with us, man. We want to let y'all know that Off The Rock is brought to you by Punkin's The Bando Kitchen. Y'all can go to the IG, check them out. Got some really great food coming from Johnny Seville. Get with him, hit him up in the DMs. He'll make sure that plate get delivered straight to you. Also, May 8th. Y'all know the Mother's Day Festival. Papa Duck, Bun B, Jeezy, and many, many more is going to be. Pluto, even PBE, yeah, PBE Pluto. Shout out, 251. Going to be in the building, bro. Y'all come kick it with us. Y'all can get y'all tickets from Northside Check Exchange May 8th at the Fairgrounds. Come hang with us. Now, y'all, I did share a link on our Facebook, and it is... for a petition to get these to get signed for a case to be reopened involving somebody from, I want to say, Monrovia. Man, y'all just click the link in that petition, check it, read it out, see what it's all about, sign it, and then we will have the person from that petition on Off The Rock very, very soon. I'll get with y'all later on the details, man. But let's kick it into our current event. So, if y'all don't know, now you know. Last weekend, Off The Rock was at the Gulf Coast Classic. Shout out to the people at the Gulf Coast Classic for having Off The Rock. Man, we made it from the press box to the field. And we got a chance to check out Mystical. Mystical also kicked it with us for an interview. If y'all seen it, True Brad, what was your thoughts on being at the Gulf Coast Classic?
Oh, man, it was good. It was a good time. You know, I wasn't expecting it to be like that, but everything worked out, you know, real well.
Yeah, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. The band was kicking it. They had great hospitality.
Yeah, I enjoyed the band a lot. They did better than Viga Tempe's.
I don't even think Viga played. They was there.
No, they played at the beginning. They played something. They played National. They played something. It don't even matter.
That was Blunt. Much. Blunt
that was Blunt. See, I don't even remember. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, dog. And the game was good. The game, it was West Alabama versus the Savannah State Tigers. It was Tiger on Tiger affair. But it was a real good game. I want to say Savannah State came out banging. They came out with 7-piece out the gate. I mean, 2 plays down the field.
Down the field, it was points. Over, yeah.
But, you know, they weren't able to put it all together at the end. They kind of relied on more big plays instead of moving down the field methodically like Tom Brady and West Alabama. Getting the chance to meet the one and only legend, Mystical. I got to hang with him for about at least 30 minutes before his show. And, like...
The
after party was lit, too. Hey, man. Look, I just know his energy is unmatched. Like, that, what you hear in his records is really how that man
is. That's really how that man is.
That really is how this man is.
Just sitting backstage, he has him. Just that's hanging him all out. The way. Like,
yeah.
100% genuine. I think I haven't met nobody else that was just that down to earth as far as an artist in a long time.
Yep. Then I got a chance to meet the legendary producer KLC. The one behind a lot of the Master P and the whole group record.
No Limit Show.
I love all that Master P now.
Yeah. Like, he was the hit maker behind all of that. So, man, I just wanted to give a shout out. If y'all ain't seen the video of us, that we got a whole video montage of everything that we was into. Y'all just go to our page and check it out. We also got the drop. Oh, man, shout out to Mystical for even giving us the drop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he was just like, bro, I'm going to give you a drop, too. That's I said, look here, yeah.
That's God right there.
Yeah, yeah.
On God.
For real, on God. Because I ain't even had the ass. He was just like, bro.
Yeah, he was like, I don't do that for y'all, yeah.
And then you on your way.
He was humble, man.
Oh yeah, bro. Way on, you know, off the rock gonna stay moving, dog.
Rock out.
And you know it. Let's get on to some current events, and we'll just see how people think about this. So, a teen got sentenced to 3 years for hacking celebrity Twitter accounts. His name is Graham Clark. He's 18. He pleaded guilty to multiple fraud charges. In the Tampa Bay area,
Florida. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
he was making money off them.
All the crazy.
Yeah, like
that the dude was stealing the Bitcoin.
He scammed people out of $1,000.
Yeah, watch out for the college kids, man.
He scammed about $100,000 of Bitcoin.
Dang, boy, I should have known him. Wow.
But like he was sending tweets and y'all never believe like some of the accounts that he had.
He probably sent some to my account. Trying to get money out of me. I'm proud of him.
Bruh had Jeff Bezos. Bill Gates, Bezos? Yeah, what? Tesla CEO.
Wait,
Elon
those are
Musk.
That's what he hacked.
Yeah,
boy, he hacked him.
He hacked
the big. He went for the big money, man. Yeah,
he hacked Kanye and his wife.
Boy, that boy gangster. Y'all ain't know.
But that made me think. Y'all remember when Ye was putting out them weird tweets? Was it really Ye?
No, that was Ye.
Nah, it made me think. Since he had, you know, West account and Kim account. Mm-hmm. Are they really getting a divorce or did he just set this up?
No, they probably again. It's gonna be on the next season. Hey, with the Kardashians.
They might recant that because after he just been worked, she might rethink that.
$6.6 billion.
She might rethink that over.
Kanye West.
Again, but they worth a lot of money too, though.
No, I mean, she might rethink that over.
Man, it's just crazy.
I don't know. She got that bag on her own.
Yeah, she got a lot of. She bought almost worth a billion herself.
She might be well at.
My thing is,
her net worth's got to be in the tens of millions, though. Yeah. Like at that point, it's like, why does it matter?
But her little sister worth more than the whole family.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
she want to get some of that. All she do is just they getting divorced. Take him to court. Put him on the court. Take him to court. Have everything you got.
Kanye shouldn't have been.
No,
that,
I don't think it's going to be like that. Because I think if you got money like Kanye got money, a prenup was in the agreement.
It was in there. But you still can go around a prenup if both parties agree. Look at Kanye.
They know he gonna take care of kid, man.
Yeah.
They ain't having a meal with that, man.
He might not get take care of himself, but he gonna take care of his kid. Yeah. Well, guys.
Dang, boy. You cold blooded. Boy, you ain't right.
Oh, look, man. It's stimulus times. It's stimmy times.
Drop mine.
I need my stimulus check. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Drop the income tax too. I ain't rich yet.
I ain't rich.
I ain't got no date, no nothing. Y'all ain't called me. I call y'all. Y'all don't pick up, man.
Right, they ain't answering no phones now.
On God, I filed in December. What's going on?
All right, since it's stimulus times, what are some great things we could do with our stimulus? Let's just go around the room.
Invest.
You first. Invest.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Go ahead and buy cryptocurrency.
Yeah, that
like,
too.
Get on board with that. Go ahead and hop on the ship. There's a bunch of ships you can hop on right now. Like, don't think crypto equals Bitcoin because that is not it. That is just the face card of it.
Yeah.
But, pay your bills first, though.
Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Take care of your house first. If you got
$700
left, go put that in. Do some research. This is not financial advice. I am not a financial advisor. But do some research. Go and look. There's lots of, you know, small things that you could dump hundreds of dollars into that might grow 100 to 200 times in the next year. So it's like, go ahead and make the money grow.
But I should have left it in there.
Just let it grow. Be patient with it. Don't be.
I only trust the bank.
Don't jump the gun. Just be patient.
True. What's a good thing you could do with your stimmy?
Invest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the only thing I can see.
It don't take that much to blow down there.
Yeah, really.
It don't take no $1 million. It only take $100K. Good $20,000, $10,000.
Man,
I had a friend. If you did it, $5,000. Yeah. Off one song.
I had a friend when I graduated high school try to get me to put like a good chunk of my graduation money into Bitcoin. If I would have done that, I would have been rich right now. Like me and my girl did math, and it would have been like $6 million worth of Bitcoin. So it's like people tell me do it now, so it's like I'm gonna listen this time because like. Oh, that's crazy.
If you think that's bad, like, I know you feeling that pain. Last week, it was a part on the podcast. A guy caught a $2.6 million marlin fish. Oh, yeah. And they ate that bitch.
Why the heck you eat marlin?
They didn't know.
They didn't know.
They just
took a picture.
Yeah, took a picture. Yeah.
Bruh,
how did they find out?
How the fish look? I'm make sure.
Posted it on.
Find that. So I go fishing.
What made this fish?
I need to go find that.
It's a blue marlin, so it's rare. 1 pound. 1 pound blue marlin is $31,000 a pound.
So what they called it? That?
No.
Nigeria.
Now, I don't think I'm ready to go out there.
But,
boy, they might catch
me. So, I understand, like, how you feel about the cryptocurrency. That was money in your hand right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all ate that all that money.
They probably didn't even know, though. They probably didn't know.
They just thought it was a fear, you know what I'm saying? But anybody that, if you see a fear that big, your first mind will be like, let's see how much money we can get for this.
Yeah, you know, I'm a hustler.
You know what I'm saying? Look how big it is.
Yeah, that's 86 pounds. Oh, 85.
Wow. I don't think see, y'all ain't said that mother that big. I probably would have shot that.
964 pounds.
That mother hit you with that nose. You gone, boy.
Damn.
I don't think I could have caught that.
I bet they upset.
So we need to invest. Another thing you can invest your money is in blue marlin fishing.
Blue marlin fishing?
Because if you can get you half a boat.
On guard.
And you can go catch one of those things, you set.
I'm going to just pay somebody to go catch mine. Because,
bruh.
You going to pay somebody to just catch you?
You know the Nigerian.
That's wild.
Yeah, I'm going to pay one of my buddies. That's wild.
But those are some good things y'all can do with y'all stimulus. Hey, did y'all watch the Grammys?
I didn't watch it.
I ain't watch it.
I mean, a lot of people ain't watch it. They say it was the lowest view.
But my twin
ever.
Say it's some bullshit. You feel me?
Okay. Your who? Your twin?
Wayne.
Oh, yeah, Wayne. Yeah, yeah.
So all he said, I was like, I ain't finna go watch.
Do y'all feel like the Grammys are rigged?
You know it. To a certain extent.
All right, so, like, yes and no. Like, you've got to be in that conversation. Yeah. That's a very hard conversation to get in. Like, mm-hmm. It ain't like they're just talking about giving everybody a Grammy.
Yeah, so it's like specific people.
It's a select, like, 15 or 20 artists. I mean, it might be more than that. It might be something because they're like, there's a lot of people that be saying blackballed. Like, people feel like some type of way about it. Like,
I think that blackballed is real.
The Weeknd.
Yeah. Like, it's a lot of people. Like, man, all right,
so The Weeknd should have had a Grammy for something. That man's too much of a real deal artist. Like, he is not, like, why y'all keep playing with that man?
Yeah,
like, y'all giving Kanye Grammys and he's pissing on them, and The Weeknd just wants a Grammy
y'all
for his man.
Kevin Gates deserved a Grammy.
Dang.
I don't know about that.
Man, Kevin Gates deserved a Grammy, bro.
Nah, I don't know about Kevin
Gates. Y'all don't listen to music then. I'm talking about how the man create music.
Authentic. But you can put some other people, in that case, you're going to put a lot of people before Kevin Gates then.
Yeah, like, that's authentic music, but that music ain't charting.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It ain't charting.
But that's on the cut of Kevin Gates getting blackballed.
People want WAP. Why?
I don't know.
They want to see Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion doing that shit on the stage.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's why Kevin Gates will never get.
That's why Kevin Gates will catch their eye. You feel me? Like, yeah.
But so Lil Baby song, do y'all think that song deserved a Grammy nomination based off the fact that it was just good or only because of
that song was good and it had the topic of the
time. It was at the right time.
Yeah, that was it. That was the perfect storm.
And I ain't gonna lie, that literally perfect storm. That's showing artistry.
That was just a perfect storm.
It was a good song though.
And he dropped it at the right time.
It was a perfect storm.
You feel me?
Perfect storm.
Social media. Social media.
I mean, Beyonce been sitting down for the past year and she still won 2. I think 3.
Yeah.
She got now a total of like 28, 26.
She got the most. Any woman ever.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Shout out to Tiffany Haddish. She won a Grammy too.
She won a Grammy too?
Yeah.
That's somebody from Mobile won a Grammy.
Oh, yeah. Roscoe. That's my boy. Roscoe, producer.
Yeah, shout out to 251 CB. Oh, God. Grammy. Yeah. That's why we told you. You never know who got their own.
Bama.
You never know. We're going to go from eyes to teeth. Kim Kardashian got a opal grill in her mouth, man.
What it look like?
It look like this. Let's see.
I see blue.
My wife's wedding band is opal.
Yeah, my lady loves opal.
That's our birthstone. But so this is the Rocket or Drop It part of the segment. So y'all know Rocket or Drop It is where we give you a topic and you let us know if you rock with it, aka fuck with it, or drop it. That means you don't. So with this opal grill, Are we rocking or dropping Oprah Grills?
I'll rock it.
You rocking?
Mm-hmm. I'll rock with it. I swear.
Yeah, okay, then. True, what about you, Doc?
I'll rock with it.
You rocking with an Oprah Grill? What about you, A1? Rock or drop Oprah Grill? You got a gold one.
I'll rock it.
You rock with it?
Yeah, I rock with it.
My thing is,
you can switch it up.
With Oprah, you got to be really careful. Oprah is very delicate. It's true. You go to banging and messing around with your toothbrush or you doing some ungodly things with your mouth, that Oprah can turn yellow.
Yeah.
Or brown. Yeah. So people going
to
be like,
hold on.
Well, I would hope that she's got some kind of like,
that like
the right funds to have that.
She's going
to
have that clean.
Like, yeah, some kind of like,
you got to have money.
Treatment on it or something like.
She and if not, she just buy another one.
Now somebody in Mobile do that, we know that ain't gonna work out. Unless he got them funds, then that be shit.
This shit gonna turn green in like a week.
Nah, it gonna turn purple.
That gum's gonna be looking like caramel apples, like the caramel apple popsicle stick. Bottom of it gonna be brown, the top of it gonna be green. Oh, no. I rock with it. I rock with it, but
it's original.
I won't do it, though, in real life.
That's original, man.
And I hope people ain't out here like.
You sure you wanna get diamonds?
Yeah.
You would?
I can take these out and put
them. That's what I'm talking
about. That's what I do.
I just hope people ain't out here saying, "Oh, Kim Kardashian was the first one with Oprah Grills." Hey, because like Smino and some other ones.
She had
it's regular.
She had to do some research to get that.
Yeah, she did.
She was like, "Baby, I want this."
Ain't no baby. She was just like, I'm going to go get this. She probably wanted to stunt one good time. So, you know, I got to get back out here in the game.
That's what she doing.
I got to go get me a football player.
Change the image up.
Yeah. All right. Now, I got to touch the topic. I got a touchy.
I don't like this shit, man.
I got a touchy topic to talk about on this Rocket or Drop It thing. All right, so look. We got to keep it a buck. Y'all wear socks to sleep or no?
No.
Nope.
No. I'll drop that.
I'm going to feel like I'm
dropping that.
That's too much cold.
That's too much.
Like, I can't breathe.
Well, you're asking to sweat.
Yeah.
You're just asking.
Yeah, your whole body. Bro. You feel totally different.
Okay. A1, since you are so, like...
You feel so strongly about it.
Yeah. I'm thinking.
Talk to the microphone. Let us know why.
Well, I just told you, feel like you get suffocated, man. You just start sweating. Like, you be naked, but still with the socks on, bro. You're like, you
behind the clothes.
You gonna sweat. You can be naked and still got the socks on and sweat.
Sweat.
But soon as the socks come off, you ain't even sweating.
Like, you got stocking on or something. What the hell going on?
What the hell wrong with y'all feet?
No, you got to put a do-rag on when you get your hat
man. You got to take the socks off, man.
Your feet emit that much heat to wherever you
put. Why are you sleeping with socks on anyway, though?
On guard.
Why are you sleeping with socks? Who just, I'm gonna get in bed, take me get naked, but keep my socks on. Who's saying that? Who doing that? Who ain't doing that, man?
They got some bad feet.
Bad feet? But if it's just you in your house, you still want to keep your feet covered up?
It might be them daddy feet.
He can't smell
a bird out the sky with them on
him. Hey, that's my cousin right there. Shout out to my cousin.
I must protect the talons. I must protect the talons.
Okay, you wear socks, okay?
I wear socks.
I'm saying you wear your socks when you're going to sleep?
No,
exactly. See?
What
happens if you keep your socks on when you sleep?
Yeah.
Wake up sweating.
Exactly.
What the hell?
Feel like you peed on yourself? What the hell?
I feel like you checking yourself. You went to the bathroom there.
Why waking up sweating? Because you went to sleep with fabric on your feet.
Because your feet, you know that your feet, like for instance, like say your feet get wet, you get sick. Because your feet is like a certain part that, you know, it stimulates the whole temperature for your whole body. Mm. So when you keep your socks on, you're
like
gonna wake up. You gonna wake up sweating.
Sure. You don't wake up. So you sleep with socks.
Nah.
You don't wake up sweating. Yeah.
Nah. Not when I sleep with socks. Okay. Cause you know it's been some times where I got a little inebriated and I didn't remember.
If you gonna sleep with socks on, you might as well sleep on top of the cover.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're gonna sleep with socks on, you might as well keep your jeans on and a hoodie. Yeah. And just not even get
bed. That's what let your blanket.
Lay down on the
socks
couch.
Let your blanket.
Yeah, you might. That way, keep everything on.
Go fall asleep on the couch.
Oh my god.
Reckless.
Hold on. Now, I got to tell y'all one thing. You go to York, Alabama, you're going to have socks on up there. It'd be so cold.
I went up to Colorado at the beginning of the year, and I slept with my socks on. It was like
Mobile, I can't wear no socks.
8 degrees outside.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that shit in Mobile when it's...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're going to die. You
know I'm like, I can't do this.
You go to sleep in Mobile, and it might be 49 degrees. You're going to wake up, and it's going to be like 78.
Oh, God.
Yesterday, last night, boy, like... I thought we were about to be like tornado. I thought I'm like lighting out there. Next day,
it was green outside last night.
I said, y'all made me do all this. I shut the studio down.
I was sleeping like a baby.
Like, I didn't make no money yesterday
because
of that.
Hey, what, did you have your socks on last night? Hey, that was going to protect you from tornado? And you going to be like Dorothy and click your heels and make that motherfucker go away?
That man was out there beating his chest at the weather.
No, I had to get real hot last night. I had to go tap out last night. I was like, man, I don't know. I got my kids. I took them to my grandma, my mom and them.
Yeah.
We stayed where we at, you feel me?
Yeah.
We stayed in the bad area.
Okay.
Not in the hood type shit.
Yeah, not in the hood.
A bad area for weather.
Weather.
Yeah. It's an open area. Oh,
okay. Okay, all right, all right.
Want no tornadoes out there.
So, all right. So, moving on.
Well, my gold fell, boy. You know, I got glass. I thank God that glass ain't break. I'm like, what the
hell?
I was about to break in, but I ran into the door with the gun, bro. I'm like, what the hell?
With your socks.
No socks.
Ain't got time to put socks on.
Kids ain't down.
All right. So, all right. Next thing, you can't scream on the roller coasters on the California's new COVID plan. According to the New York Post,
I would not go there.
California Attractions and Parks Association is behind a plan that would encourage riders to remain silent while barring through the air on roller coasters to prevent the spread of coronavirus. So, rock it or drop it?
Drop it like it's hot.
Collectively
it.
Saying that.
All right, so what I want to know is how people can, like, control an emotion. Like, you screaming, you scared. Like, it ain't like you just, I'm about to scream, let me collect myself.
Yeah.
Like, it don't work like that.
You
think that, like,
money?
People would think that other people
y'all
can't do that.
Y'all trying to control us?
Jesus.
And we paid y'all? No, y'all work for us.
I want to be scared.
Yeah,
I want to scream.
We want to scream, man. We can stay home and be silent.
Yeah, that's true.
Put on an Oculus and ride a roller coaster.
Make it make sense. Yeah. That don't make no type
that
of sense.
That don't make no type of sense.
Hey, I got a song called That Don't Make No Type of Sense.
Just imagine you on
I'll be speaking
a roller coaster.
You going
up to the top point of the hill. But I know the whole time you like, nigga, I gotta try to hold this shit in. Oh, they gonna try to sit by the jail.
Anybody wear
masks
on the roller coaster or something?
Yeah, you gotta wear that.
I don't understand.
First of all, you probably 6 feet apart and y'all gonna be. See, y'all didn't even follow the guidelines. So y'all,
why do we gotta do this if the vaccine works, though? Why we gotta not scream if the vaccine works?
That vaccine not working.
People like getting the vaccine.
No, bro.
I mean,
it's in the air, bro. Like,
it's in the food. I ain't got the vaccine.
So how you gonna get rid of that?
I mean, just by taking the vaccine.
You gonna get rid of it by letting
you still
gonna take its course
food.
And build an immunity.
Out here got COVID, man.
Yeah, I understand,
but if you
take the vaccine,
no,
you get the antibodies
yeah,
to
the
fight
who
the
told,
virus.
Who told you that?
The same people,
how many people
who made
same
the
people
flu.
Been
telling
us shit for last
how many people?
Years.
How many people broke out and died from that vaccine?
But still, though, like we've been listening to scientists forever.
Yeah.
Like even with cold, they make cold medicine.
Yeah,
you're still putting some in your body.
Yeah,
so
you still that.
This is the same.
I think that's a deadly.
No, it's the same thing. No. If you're drinking something, if people ODing.
Yeah.
Off this stuff.
Yeah, but no, it's just something, bro, about a
feeling,
bro.
If you go down off this stuff,
I've
been on something. You get shots in the ass from the time you're born.
I don't like taking
pause.
I don't like
shot
shots
in the ass
shots
from the
first to go to school. What you had
yep,
to
yep, you gotta have your shot. Yeah, like you got rabies or something. Like you
but
a dog.
Don't say you get shot in the ass.
You do.
Every day.
You got shots all
the
time, man. You gotta stay alive.
You got
shots all the time, so this is no different.
Yeah,
it's different
from
me,
man. Daily.
Cash play gets
not when they people showing them videos, it's something different about it. I'm like, man.
But social media is different now. See, back then, they weren't about no YouTube and recording shit with their phones.
We know how
there's
a lot of people died because they test with people.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But now it's like, soon somebody can get the vaccine and they say, oh, my fingernail turned purple. Everybody got their phones out. See, fingernail turned purple.
Now they got to cut your finger off. They cut my granddaddy's arm off because his fingernail was black. So y'all telling me he went to Providence Hospital. They think that bet somebody gonna spread. Cut that man arm off, whole man life chain. Like, man, y'all better watch it. I'm gonna leave these dollars y'all want to. I'm telling you. All right.
Well,
you keep on.
Well, guys, I got.
Take it.
That don't be that turn black. They gonna be like, we gotta hurry up, cut. What? You better do what, man? Your ass gonna be fucked up. Well, I'm telling you, I seen it, bro. I'm telling you, bro. That man went there on it, man. Get it.
As soon as it's available, to get it. My A, I'm
get it.
Well, look.
I'm gonna watch you for a year. If you live for a year.
You had COVID?
Yeah.
All
right,
then. So
I ain't no medicine to help her get rid of that junk. So, like, cause I'm telling you.
But it was because you already had it. Vaccines will take before you had it.
That's just like the flu shot, man. Yeah. I didn't have the flu shot before anything right now happened.
But I had to get the flu shot after I got...
I had to get the flu shot because I worked at the hospital. But nothing happened, though. I didn't get sick.
They wouldn't let me get the flu shot when I had it.
All right.
But afterward, they gave it to me.
Look, we got another topic. All right. So the next topic that we got, the Alabama House approves a bill to ban transgender athletes. So what that means is, like, a boy who changes to a woman can't race women in, like, the 40 meters or the 400 meter run. Like, as far as, like, having them athletes.
That's cheap. Like, that's a man.
Do you think... Okay, so you, I guess you would drop... Well, I guess you would approve. You would rock with this bill being passed to ban transgender athletes.
It's not right.
Yeah,
he
for
got
sure.
The strength, bro.
Because, like, all right, say... Cheap, man. The best example I can give for this is, like, mixed martial arts. Like, it don't really matter what... At the end of the day, like, a male... A physical born male fighting a physically born female, like, we naturally stronger, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's not saying that there's not those women out there that don't achieve, you know what I'm saying? Get to that level.
Cause, like, Clarissa,
you know what I'm saying? Like, there's people who work to be that level, but, like, at a naturally, like, developmental level, like, just not doing anything, not working out, not trying to make your body into whatever type of machine that you want it to be. You know what I'm saying? Like,
why you can't race a man?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
the same energy. Yeah, I feel the same way.
I don't know.
That's like, you can be the best.
Man. So, True, how you feel about it?
I mean, I agree with it.
You agree that it need to be a band? You rock with it? Why?
It's for the same reason. Because it's all sports dealing with that, right?
Yeah.
It ain't just one chick. Okay, it's just like wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Yeah. That's like fair. Wrestling. Like, if it was like one or two sports, like, nitpicking stuff, that, I mean, that might be one thing, but it's like, it's everything. It's like, everything. So it's like, okay, well, you don't have this option to do this, but you can still be with your sex and do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what's the problem?
I don't understand the fact that if you're a man, but you're trying to be a woman, but you know you're still a man. Mm-hmm. Why are you afraid to still fight the men?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't get it.
That's the
you still the gist got the strength of a man.
You still got the strength of a man. Yeah.
Especially from like a sports standpoint, because it's like that's just the unfair advantage. Like that's not cool.
Now the only problem that I have with it is I don't think that this should have went to the Alabama. Like,
House. Yeah, I agree. With
I
that.
Don't feel like they should be the one to make the call. No, I get it.
Every time it comes to some type of stuff like that, they want to, it's forcing it. They've been forcing on it since we were kids.
But
in the cartoon, like, they real open with it now.
What I'm trying to say is, I feel like the leagues, like, the people over sports should have made this call.
Yeah, you're right.
Not the government should have made this call.
That's very,
but you know
very
how
accurate.
They be going them. They be signing pensions and they push it to them.
I just don't think like they should be the ones making this call. And I feel like, okay, if you choose to ban the transgender athletes, I don't think you should. I think like you shouldn't ban transgender athletes. What I think is you should give them their own races and categories.
Yeah, do that.
That's true.
That's all men.
Yeah.
Running.
Either way, I feel like if you're transgender,
that's equal. So that's not cheating.
They should have like the ability to pick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm give them like an ultimatum. Like, all right, well, you have this. This is for you. like, this is your category, this is for you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just like anything else.
In
like,
their own lane.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah, yeah. Give somebody their own lane.
Yeah,
sure. Need some new. That's something new, you feel me? That's
you're right, you yeah, feel you're right.
That like, was sale.
Letting people, yeah. letting yeah. people do their own yep. thing, man.
And they'll build their own, you feel me?
They not just put a bunch of people base. Off because of the way you got to say something.
Yeah, and I would... I was supporting.
I support that. Too. Yeah, that's, yeah that's sure. equal right
yeah,
there.
Absolutely. I was supporting.
Come out to a woman, no, 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 that ain't no man like.
Because you know, like,
people... like if you, what do they say? Identify as that, then you should be able to participate with people who also identify right, are okay yeah. with that. Like, yeah. if the person that they are racing is okay with that, and they're opposite sex or whatever, at the end of the day, that's a personal choice. Yeah, so yeah. it's like. You're not even giving the other people the option. Like,
yeah.
some people might want the adversity to overcome. Like, oh, okay, well, for example, like, a woman might want to fight in an MMA fight against a transgender who is identifying as a female just to prove
try
something.
To see. Yeah,
yeah
you
know what I'm saying?
Not
like,
if they agree on it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like the other side don't even matter. It's just like, y'all are doing this to these people regardless of what the other people have to say about it.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, well, that'll be all negotiated and said contracts and of such. But I just feel like that'll be a better lane because you just coming out cutting dry saying that you just going to ban transgender athletes. Yeah. I'm like, that's not fair to them.
Now, I don't want to say ban them. I just don't want
to. Get them their own lane.
Yeah, give them their own lane. It going to make money. Everything about money right now. So stop capping. Go and get them people their own lane. Y'all make that money.
Yeah.
Everybody happy. When he pushed it
in. Because I am with y'all. It's not fair to genetically conditioned woman to go against a genetically conditioned man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
sport
yeah.
like that. You know,
if you got John Jones fighting Ronda Rousey, it don't matter. Because if they're both like highly trained professionals,
athletes, yeah.
it don't matter. At the end of the day, like, John Jones gonna fuck Ronda Rousey
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
like that's not even in any way, shape, or form right. So it's yeah. like, That from that aspect is very understandable.
Yeah, man. Well, look, bro. This has been a great episode of Off the Rock. I just appreciate y'all coming to kick
absolutely,
it with us. Before we get off of here, we're going to go around the room, bro. What's one thing y'all learned being on Off the Rock? A1, bro. Tell us what you learned being on Off the Rock.
Wild boy, bro. That's what I learned. But I learned everything off the Rock, man. Like, from song to song to here, like, it's like y'all show me the most love. I learn everything like from here, and then I go to Atlanta it's the same way. Like
mm-hmm.
y'all educate, being real, raw.
Yep.
You know what it is.
Hey,
you know? So
that's what's up. True. What you learn being on Off the Rock?
I guess I kind of tap on to the end of what he said about to put you sum it up and say real, recognize real. You know, you learn a lot from different people, but you have to be open to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Different people, that's how you grow the most and the best. So
I love how y'all being broad, but I was being simple minded. I thought somebody was gonna say, well, I learned that nobody sleeps with their fucking socks on.
Oh, yeah,
oh, like, no, man, it's big, I mean, man. You gotta know what we learn to be really in tune, man. Like, people need to learn,
we studied
that if you keep two socks on, your whole body gonna sweat.
Yeah,
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. I'm just being real.
Yeah, that's electric blanket.
Exactly. electric blanket.
On God, on God.
That might be the name of the episode, electric blanket. Oh, yeah, Cash, bro. What you learned from being on this episode of After Rock?
Well, this is the first podcast or any type of like interview like this that I've done. So it's like, it's definitely helped me.
Up.
Yeah, it's definitely. This is like my song for song for the podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this has prepared me for the next person. So, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I wasn't like nervous coming to do this, but it's like, you don't know what to expect when you get put on the spot and you
That's
have
true.
A live camera sitting on you. So it's like, I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, y'all have made me comfortable. Y'all have helped me be comfortable.
All
so
about
it's
the
like,
engine, man.
Yeah, literally. Mm-hmm. Literally, like I said, I told y'all, like, I'm an energy guy, so, like, I'm going to go off the energy in the room. But, like, this is, like, it's helped collect me as far as, like, what to expect
mm-hmm.
from just, you know, interviews and podcast interviews like this in general. Like, you know, the type of aesthetic and energy to have and what to be, you know, somewhat prepared for or ready for, just like, you know,
Man, I'm just happy that we could set the bar for you as far as like podcasts.
Oh, absolutely. Y'all set the bar high too.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you because I had some guests on here and they told me about certain other podcasts and they was just like, bro, y'all keep it legit. Some people be trying to break the news. You know what I'm saying? That's just not us. We ain't about gossip or nothing like that.
Yep.
We might talk some current events, but that's pretty much about as far as we go.
Yeah.
You know, we just try to propel and push the artist to another level. Because, like, you know, people come on here and we got, you know, we stationed all across the globe. Because, you know, we with iHeart, we with Spotify, yeah. With Apple Music. We got people who listen to us in Dubai. Like, it's crazy.
That's wild.
And shout out to our Dubai fan base. Shout out to our Houston fan base. Shout out to our New York fan base. Destin, Falhope. You know, Spanish for the Eastern
Shout
show.
Out to Miami, cause they global messing with fans. Right
yeah,
now.
Shout out to them. We got them over there too. But yeah, so you know, this for us to set the bar for you, it means the world to us over here off the rock. And man, but you let us know before we got on, you got some heat for us on the show.
I do.
Look, we got an exclusive, everybody. Mm. And see, I love exclusives because you know what that mean? You got to come back here to listen to it.
I've been listening nowhere else for a while.
You ain't never heard nothing like this.
Like this, man. So.
This one here ain't going to be out for a minute. This is real exclusive. This is like, I've got a whole tape coming. This is after that tape. So it's like this is
man, I gotta wait like y'all gotta wait. I'm mad too. Like, you know me, A1.
Yeah, A1. I gotta slow down. Be gone.
I'm slowing down.
Alright, so we about to get up out of here. We got song of the week coming straight from Cash Clay. Cash, what's the song of the week?
Alright, song of the week, it's gonna be Instagram featuring A1 by Cash Clay.
God.
All right, man. This has been a great night. Thank y'all. Thank everybody for tuning in. It's Cash Clay.
Shout out Off the Rock.
Dope. Yes.
And we rocking that.
Oh, and we out.
I know she's just a the bitch got something, got nothing.